All right, everyone, welcome to the closed session meeting, 5 PM for the Rio Grande City Council for Tuesday, August 8th, 2023. Can we get a roll call, please?
Okay, Councilmember Guthrie?
Here.
Mayor Ray Russom?
Here.
Councilmember Seacrest is absent. Councilmember Guthrie, George is absent, and Mayor Pro Tem Barnidge is absent.
Thank you. Would you please stand and join me in the flag salute?
Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. This is just the oddest thing that we put the announcement of the closed session before we take public comment, but either way, I'm gonna just reorder it because that's what I do. Can we get a closed session announcement, please?
Sure. So this evening for a closed session, we have two items listed on our agenda. We have labor negotiations pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6. That's with the employee organization, the Rio Grande Police Officers Association, with the city-designated negotiators listed on the written agenda. We have labor negotiations for Service Employees International Union Local 620 with the city-designated negotiators listed on the agenda. We have unrepresented management employees under labor negotiations with the city-designated negotiators listed on the agenda. And finally, for labor negotiations, we have city manager with the city-designated negotiators listed on the agenda. Our second closed session item that was noticed for this evening is public employment pursuant to Government Code Section 54957B for the city manager position.
Thank you. So at this time, I'll open up public comment on our closed session items, and seeing nobody here, let's check in online.
Madam Mayor, there are no members of the public on Zoom.
All right, great. And no written correspondence?
There are no written comments.
All right, so we'll close public comment and we will adjourn to closed session, and we will be back at 6 PM and we will report out any reportable action at that time. All right, everyone, we'll call the meeting to order, the Rio Grande City Council meeting for Tuesday, August 8th. We just have come out of closed session. And can we get a roll call, please?
Councilmember Seacrest?
Here.
Councilmember Guthrie?
Here.
Mayor Ray Russom?
Here.
And Councilmember George is absent, and Mayor Pro Tem Barnidge is absent.
Will you please join me in a moment of reflection? Thank you. And would you please stand if you are able and join me in the flag salute?
Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, for agenda review, anyone have any reason to reorder things?
No.
Okay, then we will proceed as published, and I'll turn it over for closed session announcements.
Thank you, Mayor. So noting for the record that Councilmember Seacrest arrived at 5.07 p.m. for purposes of transacting the closed session business as listed on the agenda. And for those two items for which Council met in closed session this evening, there was no reportable action on either item.
Thank you very much. We have no ordinances tonight, so that takes us directly into item 6A. This is Interim City Manager Communications.
Good evening, Mayor and Council Members. Bill Robeson, Interim City Manager. I just wanted to touch on a few projects that are coming to a confluence for us. We have quite a few projects going on, and that have started and are going to start in the near future. The first is the Fair Oaks water main. It's over on Fair Oaks Drive. And we are replacing a water main there. It's midway through construction. We are scheduling pressure testing and disinfection this week. So the new line will be disinfected and pressure tested. Then service lines will be transferred from the old main to the new. And I'm proud to say we're on budget and on schedule. And we will be finishing that towards the middle, maybe towards the end of August, when it was normally scheduled or originally scheduled to be completed towards the end of September. The AGP camera project, I'm sorry, the AGPD camera project, the security cameras, which is on our consent agenda tonight. But we want to let you know that Public Works, PD, and IT are working together to identify project needs and develop that project more comprehensively, and then come out for an RFP, which we're looking at September for that type, for that RFP to come out. And then one last one, which is very visible. There's a bunch more, but I'll just cut it there. We're going to be talking about that tonight. It's actually not talking about it, but it's on the consent agenda. And it's for the kind of that a bump out on Tally Ho that everybody drives by. The city did not have right-of-way acquisition of that piece of property. We finally got that. Maybe about a year ago, we started negotiations with the property owner. So that bump out is going to go away. We'll have sidewalk, asphalt, and we're looking to award a bid for constructing the retaining wall there in August, and then construction in October. So we're excited for that little project, but it's going to make a big difference to that neighborhood. So I'll cut it there, and thank you.
All right, let's see if the council has any questions. Any questions to my right?
No, thank you.
To my left? All right, let's open up public comment and see if anyone has questions or comments about the interim city manager communications. And seeing no one, let's check in online.
If any members of the public on Zoom would like to make a comment, please raise your hand. There are no raised hands and there are no written comments.
All right, thank you very much. So we'll close public comment and we'll move forward. We have no council reports that will be done at our second meeting of the month. So we are in community comments and suggestions. So this is your chance to talk to the council about items that are not on tonight's agenda. Please keep your comments to 3 minutes or less and address the council as one body. So if you'd like to come forward on items not on tonight's agenda, please come forward now.
First, a moment of appreciation. I really appreciate the bike racks that you have along the street out there. I find those very useful when I come biking up here. The second thing is, if it comes up when you look at the side of Fair Oaks Avenue that's closer to the village, I've noticed the bike lane is kind of pushed towards a dirt road and a barbed wire fence. If when that part of the street gets work that could be adjusted, that would be appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, seeing no one, we'll check in online.
If any of the members of the public online would like to make a comment, please raise your hand. There are no raised hands and there are no written comments.
Thank you. So we'll close public comment and that takes us to our consent agenda tonight. This is items collectively 9A through 9H. So first I'll check in with council and see if anyone would like to ask a question or pull something for separate consideration.
No, thank you.
All right. And so seeing no questions, we'll go ahead and open up public comment. So if the public would like to comment on, again, on any item that starts with number 9A through 9H, please come forward now. And seeing no one in chambers, we'll check in online.
If any members of the public online would like to make a comment, please raise your hand. There are no raised hands and no written comments.
Thank you. So we'll close public comment and bring it back to the council for discussion and possible action.
I'll move approval of 9A through 9H.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All right, we have a motion and a second. Can we get a roll call, please?
Councilmember Guthrie?
Yes.
Councilmember Seacrest?
Yes.
Mayor Vabresum?
Yes. We have no items 10 tonight. Item 11 is our safe parking ordinance update, and from behind the curtain shall be coming Mr. Perez. All right, we'll turn it over to you.
Yes, thank you, Mayor Ray Russum and members of the council. I am Andrew Perez, the city's planning manager, and I'm here this evening to provide a quick update on the status of our safe parking ordinance efforts. So the safe parking ordinance was developed in response to discussions staff had with leaders of our local faith community who wanted to provide safe parking sites during the COVID pandemic. It was during those discussions in which the faith community really encouraged staff to allow parking as an accessory use to the existing church facilities, and thus requiring no additional permits to establish a safe parking site. So while staff was sympathetic to the church's desires to provide that resource for people living in their vehicles, we also recognize that there are health and safety standards that needed to be regulated for the well-being of guests, operators, and neighbors of these sites. So with that in mind, a draft ordinance was developed and presented to City Council on March 14th for the purposes of a study session and discussion with the public. That draft ordinance defined the safe parking use, identified where safe parking would be allowed, it proposed a new permit type to establish a safe parking site, and finally established performance standards that could potentially mitigate impacts associated with the use. Kind of at the conclusion of that discussion, staff heard from council that it was generally supportive of the ordinance. However, council did direct staff to revise some aspects of the ordinance, specifically with regards to the level of involvement required from a social service provider. At that time, council really stressed the importance of a commitment from a social service organization, in this case most likely being Five Cities Homeless Coalition, to connect safe parking guests with available resources before moving the ordinance forward towards adoption. So hearing that, staff added the following performance standard to the ordinance, and it states, in addition to the registration form, the guest must make contact with a local service provider where they can be offered access to support resources and case management services. The guest must provide proof that they made contact with a social service provider within 7 days of initial entry into the safe parking site. So subsequent to the study session, staff had multiple conversations with staff from the Five Cities Homeless Coalition. And unfortunately, it was determined that the organization could not provide a commitment to support safe parking sites due to limited resources and, you know, just other projects that they're working on. So therefore, staff is recommending putting this effort on hold for now. In the meantime, staff has been exploring a regional approach that would really focus safe parking at a limited number of sites throughout the county. This could make really efficient use of limited resources across jurisdictions and with support of the county. It's also an opportunity to establish consistent standards and expectations throughout these sites. So in the meantime, with regards to the regional approach, staff has already met with staff from the county's social services department about a regional model for safe parking. These have just been really preliminary discussions, so no sites have been identified or targeted at this time. And the county kind of agrees with staff that it's a good idea to concentrate resources on one or two sites, perhaps one in North County, one in South County, that could provide the service to those residents living from their vehicles. Staff provided a similar update to Planning Commission in May. At that time, no ordinance was provided, but merely an update similar to what we're doing this evening, and we also discussed the regional approach to safe parking. So in conclusion, staff does recommend that we suspend efforts to adopt a safe parking ordinance due to the inability to secure a commitment from a social services provider, and that staff will continue to coordinate with county to establish a safe parking solution.
Okay, that was it?
That's it.
Okay, first let's see if there are questions from the council. Any questions?
No, thank you.
Any questions?
So two questions. One, when you're talking about concentrating on, it sounds like one site in the whole South County, what kind of sites are you talking about there? Is this, you know, I think we were talking about 5 and 6, you know, guests. Are you talking about significantly more than that in some location?
I think potentially, but it really matter. You know, it would depend on, I think the county has a better grasp of what the needs are countywide. So I think it'd be able to, conversations with them would lend to what kind of site we'd be targeting for a regional site.
And so when we look at delaying this whole ordinance, is this because we want to get our ordinance to match up with a regional ordinance? Because, you know, I'm thinking if we passed it tonight, or I guess we probably couldn't pass it tonight based on the agenda, but if we did pass it and there was just no service available, then there would just be no sites, the way
no
I interpret
permit,
it.
No permit, you mean?
There'd be no permit.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay,
so an operator would not be able to demonstrate compliance with the performance standards, therefore a permit cannot be issued.
Okay, so I'm wondering why we're going to delay. Since we have it all ready to go, are we? If we're doing that to because there's this other opportunity that makes sense to make sure that we don't have to redo it, then I can see that. I'm just wondering why we would delay it. I mean, there was why are we going to be the ones that stop it from happening?
Can I restate that? Because you've got me thinking about that, and I wasn't thinking about this before. The real question is, what's the harm in passing what we've done? We know that nobody can fulfill that permit, but maybe tomorrow they can. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't we validate staff's work and all the public hearings that we've had?
I think it's a very valid statement. And I think from staff's perspective, we are hesitant to go forward with an adoption of an ordinance that couldn't be fulfilled at this time. We'd prefer to have an agreement with 5 Cities Homes Coalition that would show that an operator could obtain one of these permits. But of course, it's the will of the council to pass that, and maybe tomorrow something changes with social service provider, we can come back and move through the adoption process.
May I ask? So, but you know, I mean, I see the point because of course I sat here through all those comments and hearings, and some people I think just don't want to hear that we need a service provider. I think many people are understanding, but some people just say, no, you should be able to do it. And they bring up Santa Barbara's success. But as we learned, Santa Barbara, I can't remember if it's the city, spending $70,000 a year on the group that goes back and forth to monitor the sites. So I guess my one concern would be if we did pass it, is the next thing that going to happen, somebody's going to show up and say, it's passed. Why are you not doing it? Mm. So I can see both sides of it. The staff did do a lot of work. It would be great to be able to approve something. That would be my one concern, that people would say, well, then do it.
Did you have more questions, too?
I didn't have any questions. Okay. Kind of slipped into your
comment. I did. In terms of the regional approach, that's a whole nother beehive. Mm-hmm. Because it's really easy to say that until now all of a sudden we're going to locate a regional thing here in AG, and then the public gets involved, and that's a different conversation. So I'm a little concerned with that not being, how do I put this properly? That wasn't the direction council gave. So I'm a little concerned about that, kind of that horse getting out of the barn before we and the public have a chance to really talk out what that would actually look like. So, you know, it doesn't take but a quick Google search to go to some of the regional approach that's been taken by the county and then pulled back because it really didn't work. And I don't want to have that conversation here. And I don't want to give the impression that that's the direction this council wants to go. I don't know, because we haven't had that conversation. Mm-hmm. So I'm okay, and I appreciate what both of you said, because I wasn't thinking about the idea that maybe we would pass this for now, and so I appreciate what both of you said. But I wonder if we need to have a conversation about, you know, before staff does all of that work to come to say, is that what we want to do? Or do we want to have our own approach to this? I don't know. I just feel like we need to have that conversation, and we need to have that conversation with the public before staff does that.
Okay. Yeah, and I guess where I'm coming at this from, and I wish we had Kristen here, because she certainly is more plugged in than I am today, but I do know when the Santa Barbara program came up, one of the features of the Santa Barbara program was that they spread the risk. Mm-hmm. It was that they, you know, they have a whole bunch of 10 and 12 mm-hmm. sites mm-hmm. all over town, mm-hmm. and one person oversees them all mm-hmm. on any given night. So it might very well be that somebody other than five cities could provide this. It yeah. sounds like maybe social services is talking about providing it, or I think they part of that, that they have a similar program in Santa Maria. They could even be coming up. So I understand where staff's going about wanting to, you know, sort of get the lay of the land before we put something out, and then maybe want to alter it. But my inclination is still that we don't want to be the hurdle. That we want the opportunity to be there. We want, you know, we have some criteria that we're expecting, but we don't want to have no opportunity to do it.
And sorry, I just wanted to jump in to say, but if to the extent we provide direction, I just want to make sure we do take any public comment. It's not a public hearing item, but just.
No, we're not even at that point. Yeah. We're in the questions part.
Got it. Yeah.
Okay.
So another concern that just kind of popped up for me is, if it turned out to be just several very large regional sites, you know, how far. Like, we may not want a huge regional site here, but we also might appreciate having something smaller so people are not having to travel really far. In other words, so AG people, if there were smaller sites like Mr. Guthrie was speaking of, then our folks could be taken care of closer to home, I guess I'm trying to say.
Okay, so at this point, let's go ahead, because I think we've asked our questions, and we'll get into comments soon, but let's go ahead and open up public comment. I see somebody ready to jump out of her chair right there. Did you want to come up? Come on up.
So the comment that I had regarding there not being currently a service provider is, this ordinance seems to lay out some groundwork of establishing what the requirements and the responsibilities would be. So my thought was, would having it passed lead to a service provider becoming, because there would be a clear set of requirements and responsibilities and abilities already laid out, so someone could go to their boss and say, hey, here's this thing we can do. Here are the boxes. Here's what we're already checked. Here's what we need to do. Rather than trying to go blind to try to meet unknown requirements to become able to do something they don't necessarily know they'll be able to do.
Thank you. Anyone else? There's only one other, so. All right, let's go ahead and check in online.
If any members of the public online would like to make a comment, please raise your hand. There are no raised hands and there are no written comments.
All right, so let's bring it back to us. So would you like to kick off comments?
So I guess my first inclination, in fact, I don't have a lot of heartburn either way, is that we would ask staff to bring back the ordinance, go ahead and pass it. We don't know that somebody might not be able to go and get, I'm not remembering whether we specified how we would qualify this, whoever's providing the service, and maybe we need to do that. But my inclination is if one of these churches was able to go out and maybe get one of these, the group out of Santa Maria to come up and take care of it, then we would be okay with that. So I'd be, like I say, I don't want us to be the one that's always tied this. Sort of as a tendency I think we fall into, if it's not perfect, we're not going to do it. And just because our current provider doesn't have the bandwidth to do it, or at least do it to the standard that they want to do it, then that doesn't mean somebody else wouldn't be able to. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, apparently I already made comments when I really should have been asking questions. Sorry. But so having already said all that, I see the point of Councilman Guthrie, and I think it's a well taken point. So that's it.
Yeah. Okay. I actually think that I had not considered having it on the books and all that work that we did, but I agree that we're not ready to do this and we don't have anybody to do it. And I think the public comment was very insightful. Thank you for that. That I would be open to coming, you know, to getting it on the books, but I want to quantify what we're asking from the social service provider so that if someone wanted to provide that service or find someone who was willing to provide that service, they would know exactly how they would need to qualify for the permit. So that's further discussion with the whole, with the council coming forward, but I would want that piece with it. And I can't remember if we had a, if that permit was in perpetuity or if it had a expiration or a renewal. But I would definitely want some piece of that as part of it too, because I would want to see, is it working? Is it not working? What do we need to adjust? I would definitely want to have some sort of timeline on that. I don't have a recommendation for what that would be, but I do see the wisdom of getting it on the books so that we don't have to reinvent the wheel next time it comes back around or if somebody can provide that capacity.
I agree.
Do you need a motion to that effect?
I think we need a motion. Yeah.
Well, I think if we, I would be comfortable with direction, I think, on this because of the discussion item, but maybe just to make sure we have the direction clear that CDD feels like they're aware. And I see we have someone who's just joined us as well who can maybe speak to it. But I think just to be clear, it sounds like there's an intent to bring the ordinance back to the City Council with quantifying sort of specifics about the social service provider and who could quantify. And then additionally, you know, to the extent there was a recommendation within the existing ordinance on term, that in light of tonight's discussion, that that also come back to council with staff's input on it. So that's sort of what I have as direction, which I think is fine for tonight's item. But to the extent there's additional sort of comments that might be helpful from the council to staff.
Mr. Perez, are you comfortable? Well, you've only heard from me, so we need to hear from the other two, but did I state what I wanted at least clearly?
Yes, and I just wanted to kind of pose a question about whether the draft ordinance had a kind of a sunset. And so originally the ordinance said that the permit shall be valid for 18 months, and if there are no violations within that 18-month period, it'd be automatically extended for another 18 months.
Okay. So. All right. Thank you for that. So, Councilmember Sechrest, would you, in terms of direction?
Mine would be exactly the same. I think that was very well spoken.
Well, we give the term from Mr. Guthrie,
and so that the any service providers out there would understand exactly what was required. And I just thought that was an excellent point because I just was at a presentation from Good Samaritan, and I know they're all over Santa Barbara and Santa Maria, and so maybe something could work with some of those guys.
And I'm in concurrence. If you guys don't need a motion, then I think
we
got it.
All right, so that ends item 11A. Sorry, Ms. Nichols, but the upshot of that was we gave direction to come back rather than kill it. And public, I normally wouldn't address the public like this, but we have one, just for people at home, we have our professional from Five Cities Homeless Coalition City who just walked in. The very astute member of the public suggested we might want a checklist or a list of what we're looking for from that service provider so that if you couldn't do it, perhaps someone else could and they would know exactly what we were asking them to do. So with that, that concludes item 11A. We have no item 12, so that takes us to item 13, council communications. Any communications?
No, thank you.
This goes so much faster without Kristen and Lon. No, I'm just kidding. We will have our whole council here next time. So that does take us to item 14. And I think we might have hit a land speed record, or certainly in the last 5 years. So, all right. We'll see you all in 2 weeks.
The record is 13 minutes.